week we're starting a series on the Nicene Creed, which is one of the creeds that we sometimes say at church. And so to give it some context, we're going to do a little bit of church history for the next couple of weeks to see where the creed starts. Our story starts in the year 318, but first I want to give you a couple of bits of background. The first one is the Emperor Constantine. He's the Emperor of Rome at the time, often referred to as the first Christian emperor. And one of his main concerns, and the concerns of all Roman emperors at the time, is the unity of the empire. It's big. But also, between the years 180 and 284, Rome had 25 emperors, and 21 of them were murdered. And another one was betrayed in battle by his generals. So there's a low percentage play being emperor. And Constantine wants to keep the unity of the empire. The second bit of interesting background for us is in the church. Before 318, the biggest theological concern about the Trinity was something called Sabellianism or modalism. Modalism holds that the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit do not exist simultaneously. That is, God is a monad who just expresses himself in three different modes. So in creation, he expresses himself as Father. In redemption, he expresses himself as the Son. In sanctification and in inspiration, he expresses himself as the Holy Spirit. He's a bit like one person wearing different masks at different times as he does different jobs. All right, let's come to the year 318, and we need to meet Arius. Clearly that's not Arius, but there's a lot of people in this story whose names start with A, and next week I want you to remember who's who. Okay, so this guy's going to play Arius for us. Arius was a presbyter, an elder, in the city of Alexandria, where the bishop at the time was Alexander. Alexander, his views on Christ were orthodox. But Arius came from Antioch, and Alexander came from Alexandria, and they used different language. And so Arius thought that Alexander was a modalist. And so they start having a bit of a debate together. But along the way, Arius' own views came out. Here's his most famous slogan. So this is Arius. There was when he was not. The he in that sentence is the Son. There was a time when the Son of God didn't exist. The Son is not eternal, says Arius. He also said this. The Son is a perfect creature of God. The Son of God's a creature like us, not the creator as God is. So what Arius is saying is that the Son of God is not fully God. And that's a big deal. Because if Jesus isn't God, we shouldn't worship him. If Jesus isn't God, then he can't save us. If Jesus isn't God, we can't look at Jesus and say that that's what God's like. There's lots of problems if Jesus isn't God. So Alexander tried to persuade Arius that he had it wrong, but he was unsuccessful, and so he called a synod. Synods attended by about 100 bishops from the Eastern Empire, and it condemned Arius' teaching fairly quickly. That's heresy. Arius was removed from his position as an elder, and he was forced to leave the city. And that should have been it. But it wasn't. It wasn't it because he decided to contact Eusebius of Nicomedia. And the two of them started to write letters, sending them all over the empire, to get people on board with Arius' view of Jesus. In response, Alexander started writing letters. He wrote an encyclical letter that said, we had a synod about this, and we decided Arius was wrong. This teaching has been condemned. And so by the year 324, the churches in the East are divided over whether or not Jesus is fully God. Now, this is a problem for our friend Constantine. Because Constantine, remember, wants to hold the empire together, and he's hoping that Christianity is going to be part of the glue. So he doesn't want the Christians having a fight. Now, he is not particularly well theologically trained, and so he doesn't have a view, he just wants it solved. That's his view. So he sends a guy to try and get it solved. That failed, and then he called the Council of Nicaea. And the Council of Nicaea happened in the year 325. There are about 200 bishops there. Most of them turned up going, we don't really know what this is about. But let me read you Roger Olson's description of what happened. According to one account, soon after the council opened, someone called for a reading of the Arian position. so that all could know exactly what was to be debated. At that point, the Arians, or at least some of them, made a serious strategic error. Bishop Eusebius of Nicomedia stood before the council and read a clear and blatant denial of the deity of the Son of God, emphasising that he is a creature and not equal with the Father in any sense. Before Eusebius finished reading it, some of the bishops were holding their hands over their ears and shouting for someone to stop the blasphemies. One bishop near Eusebius stepped forward and grabbed the manuscript out of his hands, threw it to the floor and stomped on it. A riot broke out among the bishops and was stopped only by the emperor's command. Right? Synods can be interesting. So the council decides fairly early on that Arianism is to be rejected, and to make it clear, they wrote a creed. I'm about to read what they wrote, but I need to add a spoiler. What I'm about to read is part of the Nicene Creed. The thing we say in church is actually the Niceno-Constantinopolitan Creed, because after we do this bit, there's another 50 years of fighting before they land again at the creed that we say today. We're going to have a look at that next week. But let me read you what they came up with at Nicaea, and as we do, just listen out for "that sounds like it's saying Arius is wrong." I think you'll be able to find a few places. "We believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord, Jesus Christ, the Son of God, begotten of the Father, the only begotten, that is, from the substance of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one substance with the Father, through whom all things were made. But those who say, 'There was when the Son was not, and before he was begotten, he was not,' and that he came into being from things that are not, or that he is of a different hypostasis or substance, or that he is mutable or alterable, the Catholic and Apostolic Church anathematizes." Right, you can see there, I hope, it's really clear. Arius is wrong. The issue at the Council of Nicaea was, is Jesus truly God? And the answer is yes.